Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, December 5th. Primary election filing continues through December 19th. So far this week, Josh McPherson joined Ken Elliott and Bill Rogers in the contest for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Ronnie Strickland filed to run for the District 2 County School Board post. Irvin Enzer filed for the District 3 post. Chris Worley signed up for the District 4 County School Board position. Incumbent District 1 Commissioner Barbara Featherson is still the only Democrat candidate to file for local office. Scott Floyd is currently unopposed for the Republican nod for the District 7 Commissioner seat he now holds. Ricky Bullard, however, is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner of District 6. A Fairbluff entrant suffered multiple broken bones in different assaults, according to the police. Fairbluff Police Department arrested Serenity Hayes, age 24, Wednesday on a single charge of felony child abuse. We have more on this story on our website. State Attorney General Jeff Jackson visited Wyville this week to get a firsthand view of flooding problems along Molly's Branch. Jackson is part of a lawsuit against the federal government over cuts that froze millions in FEMA drainage funds. The city had previously been approved for the BRICS grant, but that was frozen due to the budget cuts. Jackson said that since the federal government had approved the funding, it should follow through with the project. Representative Brendan Jones announced Tuesday that Tabor City will receive $500,000 for railroad improvements and construction of a railroad spur that will support industrial growth in the town. The improvements will allow Atlantic Publishing to move into an empty tobacco warehouse and create 16 new jobs. A steady rain event is forecast to begin Friday morning through Sunday, and it could throw a curveball at a lot of weekend Christmas celebrations. We'll bring you updates on air, online, and on social media as the changes come about. Now, tonight is the Tabor City Christmas Parade. It starts at 6:15. It will be followed by the community tree lighting. Now, the ice skating rink opened yesterday at 4 p.m. at Gerald Depot, but it will be closed Friday and Saturday due to the forecast inclement weather. Tabor City's cookie crawl has also been rescheduled. Call 910-377-3012 for more, and we will be live streaming the Tabor City Christmas Parade tonight on the Columbus County News Facebook page. Just keep an eye open for it, share it, and enjoy it if you can't get out there. Javern's Christmas tree lighting is set for Friday night at 7 p.m. Breakfast with Santa is on Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Depot, and the parade is at 2. All the Lake Waccamaw Christmas events have been canceled due to the pending rain. Light up the lakeshore will continue through the holiday season. Hallsboro's Christmas celebration is Saturday at noon at the Methodist Church at 1004 Hallsboro Road South. Whiteville's Christmas parade and extravaganza is from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday downtown. The parade will run down Madison from Webster Street. Events will follow at the Depot, and they do have a rain date set up for that event. We will let you know if that becomes necessary. And again, CCN will be live streaming the parades at Tabor City and in Whiteville, depending on the weather. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Child Fund presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.
Reporting.